The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so again, good morning and welcome to our fifth day-long exploration on the seven factors of awakening. And today, the factor that we're going to spend time with, exploring, sitting with, perhaps even discussing, is the factor of relaxation, tranquility, pasadi. Well, the word in Pali is pasadi, and usually spelled P-A-S-S-A-D-D-H-I. Double S, double D H I, pasadi. And it's often translated in different ways, the words I was mentioning, either tranquility, relaxation, calm. And some people don't like the word tranquility because it conjures up tranquilizers. So if you have a negative connotation with the word tranquility, which is the often translated word used for this, then whenever I say, whenever I use the word tranquility, I'm going to go back and forth between using calm and tranquil, but feel free to substitute whatever word that actually works for you in your mind. So few other words that come up. One, in terms of translation or feeling, and I'm going to invite you to let these words wash over you. So, stillness. See what that evokes for you. Calm. Peaceful. Tranquil. And in fact, let us start with a guided meditation so that we arrive and we settle and we get into a space of tranquility, so we start to taste it. Before I speak more about it, let's just kind of start tasting it. So as usual, I'm going to invite you to get props if you need more props right now, to be comfortable, warm, whatever you need. This is the perfect time to get up and get them. And as you settle in your seat or your cushion, perhaps first moving your body a little bit, moving your body in any which way it needs to be moved, maybe your upper body, your arms, your shoulders, your neck, just listening to the body and allowing actually the movement to come from a place of calm and stillness. Any movement needs to happen. And then settling in your seat. Arriving in this moment. Arriving within yourself. Dropping into the body. And in order to invite us into more presence and arriving, let us start with mindfulness of the body for a few minutes. kaya gata sati, mindfulness of the body, so that we can arrive better, we can settle, we can get grounded. So let's start with our feet. If you're sitting on a chair, feeling your feet on the ground. If you're sitting on a cushion, feeling the bottom of your legs, the touch points, where you're contacting the earth. Grounded, settled, imagining as if there are roots growing through the earth, stable, connected, through your feet, the bottom of your feet or your legs, the contact points, stable, grounded. Nourished, because roots also nourish the body, stabilize. As if you were a tree, as if you were one of the beautiful redwoods outside, or the beautiful redwood outside of IMC. Bringing attention, awareness to your trunk. Stable. Alive. Breathing. Feeling the sensations of the breath, in-breath and the out-breath, nourishing, moving, sensing the sensations as it moves through your body. And now moving up to your neck, shoulders, your face. As you feel the breath also moving through your upper body and your face relaxing. your face, the facial muscles. You may feel the breath now move through the nostrils, and with every out-breath, relieving, relaxing, letting go of more tension in your face, intentionally bringing attention to softening the forehead. Noticing if there is any pressure or tightness or holding. Allowing your intention to be expressed in a spacious, relaxed way, not in a tight way. There is no need for the extra contraction or holding anywhere. See if there is any extra contraction in the forehead, in your cheeks, in your eyes, whether the eyes are focusing too hard, relax them. Or your jaw. Allowing the breath, the movement of the breath, the sensations of the breath, to be felt primarily wherever most accessible. And feeling perhaps the movement, the nourishment of the breath, moving throughout the body, and if your mind feels that it can't feel the movement throughout the body, it's okay. Let it be a koan. Just let the breath be spacious, moving in and out on its own, with each breath, with each in-breath and out-breath. settling in more into this moment, into this time, into this present moment. Of being alive and breathing. Now I would like to invite you to imagine there is a calm, placid lake. Bring up to mind the image of this calm, placid lake. Calm, serene. There might be ripples, minor ripples that come and go. The whole lake is serene and calm. And the surrounding too, whatever the surroundings might be. Maybe there's sand around the lake or grass. Maybe it's in the sierras with the trees around. Just calm. So calm that as you imagine yourself resting, sitting or lying in this environment by the lake. The peacefulness. Supports your own peacefulness. Your sense of calm. Feeling yourself nourished. The calmness, the stillness, the ease. Maybe it's sunny, feeling the sun on your face by this lake. Or maybe it's dawn, or maybe dusk. The calm and tranquility. A of any of those times, or maybe it's night with starry skies, you are welcome to conjure up whatever image is supportive for you and represents calm and peace, feeling nurtured and safe. Breathing, sitting or lying down, resting by this lake, putting down all your worries, all your concerns, all the ruminations, just for a moment, putting them down, knowing you can always pick them up later. You're not letting them completely go out of disrespect, but bowing to them, saying that for now I will rest. I will rest with calm, with spaciousness. Breathing. Or letting the breath be breathed, inspired, nurtured by the calm, the tranquility. The stillness. And peacefulness of the space. Now I'd like to invite you to appreciate and feel that this lake, this peaceful environment, conjured up from nature is actually within you. There's a calm, peaceful, placid, tranquil lake. Within you, and perhaps as you breathe, as the breath is breathed in and out, and if you feel it in your abdomen, in your belly, the calmness, the peacefulness, feels like a source, feels like a nurturing source within your body, where the breaths are breathed from and go to. Spacious, relaxed, calm, And as thoughts, memories, plans, whatever arise, if and when they arise, allow them to return to the placid lake. They arise from the lake. Notice when that happens. And allow them to just dissolve and go back into the calmness and spaciousness of the lake. No conflict. Just ease. Although calm, peace, tranquility is not a goal per se of this practice, it is a supportive factor, a supporting factor for more freedom towards awakening. So it both supports more freedom and as we practice more, we find that there is more calm and ease and tranquility available and accessible, deliciously so. And again, if there are thoughts, agitations happening, you're not doing this practice wrong. You're not failing. It's a part of this practice. For so many things to arise without being adversarial, without creating inner conflict, allowing whatever else is arising to also be held in this space of calm and tranquility and ease, to rise from it and return to it, held by it, realizing that this spaciousness of ease and tranquility and calm is vast within you. It's really vast. The lake is infinite. The lake is infinite, expansive. For the last minutes of this practice period, this guided meditation, I invite you to notice, to bring awareness, to turn the lens of your mindfulness more directly on the calm, the tranquility that is available within. That is present now. Perhaps compared to when you arrived, when you started to sit. Is there more feeling? Is there a more state of calm, tranquility present? And if so, what does it feel like? What does it feel like in the mind and in the body? How is it experienced in the body and in the mind? In a moment, I will ring the bell. Notice if there is a feeling of relief, oh, about time. Or if there is a feeling of, oh, the calm that I'm feeling, I'm nurturing. Oh, now there's going to be more talking. If there is a wistfulness of wanting to hang on to the feeling of calm. Whatever there is, whatever comes up, notice it and give it space.